Welcome to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Get your running, triathlon, swimming, or cycling questions answered by one of the best coaches in the world today.
Another question in today about comrades on the Ask Coach Perry podcast. It was submitted by Neil Duplessis. I'm Brad Brown, Lindsay Perry with us. Lindsay, Neil's question, gives us a bit of background. He says, I've run three comrades before and all three between 10:42 and 10:48. Pretty consistent there. He says, how does a runner like me become a Bull Rowan candidate? From your previous advice, he gathers that he simply can't get onto the Bull Rowan training program because his times are too slow. What would be a reasonable time frame or tactic to achieve this? What he's thinking is after comrades 2016 to maintain his training effort, but focus on 10Ks and speed and then pick up comrades training in January 27. He'd also love to know how you took an ordinary runner like Caroline Wastman and turned her into a superstar. Caroline, yes, she was an average, ordinary person, but she wasn't an average, ordinary runner. I mean, she's got ability, Lindsay.
Yeah, so look, to answer the first question, he's answered that very well himself already. That's exactly what needs to be done. He needs to spend a couple of months, so he'll recover fully. And this is also a mistake that people often make, is that they don't recover fully from comrades. They start training again, and then it's quite difficult because you don't have the freshness required in your legs. It's quite difficult to then build the speed necessary. So recover fully from comrades. Rest from running for 3 weeks. Perhaps you can add in a little bit of cross training 2 weeks out, but I wouldn't. I'll take a full rest of 3 weeks from all forms of exercise. Then build yourself up nice and slowly, just getting back into a habit. And then you spend the last 3 months of the year really working hard at targeting 5, 10, 15, and perhaps 21K time. And you really improve those and then look at getting a solid marathon in early in January or in January, not early in January, and then a little bit of recovery and then focus on comrades. So he kind of answers that quite well himself. That's the way to go. And look, I've got to say that there's really nothing ordinary about Caroline. I mean, she was a highly driven person in business. So she was doing very well as a CA in business. She had an incredible aptitude and ability in running. And, you know, when she came to me, she was already a Comrades Gold medalist. So I know that she wasn't a household name. She hadn't won any major races, but she was already a Comrades Gold medalist. So I like to think that I helped her get to her potential quicker than she would have otherwise. But she's a determined, smart individual that I think would have gotten to winning the Comrades at some point over the next 4 or 5 years, because the other thing she is ambitious. She didn't come to me because she wanted to get another gold medal. She came to me because she wanted to win Comrades. So she had ambition, she had discipline, she had ability, and together we managed to get her to win the Comrades a bit quicker than she may have otherwise done.
Yeah, and sadly for a lot of us average runners, as much as we have the discipline and the ambition and the drive to succeed, ability does play a big part in it, Lindsay.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, look, you know, Bruce Fordyce always says that if you want to be a professional sportsman, you must choose your parents wisely.
Exactly, exactly. And unfortunately, I didn't. So, Lindsay, thank you very much for that. Much appreciated. Neil, I hope that helps. And best of luck. Let us know how your progression goes. We'd love to see how you go. If you need more help, if you'd like a training program from Lindsay, just get to coachperry.com. And get on there. Let Lindsay help you get that Bull Rowan. And, Lindsay, just to wrap up there, you love the Bull Rowan medal because you reckon it's one of the medals that average, ordinary athletes can aspire to, even if you don't have tons of ability.
Yes. Look, it does require absolute commitment and dedication and effectively training very much like very similar to a silver medal athlete, obviously compromising a little bit on the volume and intensity just so that we can ensure that we don't get injured. But, you know, you need to put in a lot of commitment, a lot of time commitment. But it is possible for what I call fairly average Joes to get what is a fantastic medal. Only 25% of the field go on to get a Bull Run.
There we go, Neil. CoachPerry.com is where you can get all those, all that info. And if you're listening to this and you'd love to chase a bull rowing, go check it out. Until next time, from the two of us, it's cheers.
Thank you for listening to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. To get Lindsay to answer your question, go to AskCoachPerry.com or email myquestion@AskCoachPerry.com.